26 minutes to nine. Now, if you care for someone with dementia, you'll know how hard it is. We've been hearing about a new row in Cheshire about changes in elderly care.
The issue for you to think about is that dementia is not just about what you're putting it forward, it's about the whole process of looking at dementia properly. So, I mean, I think that we as the Conservative Party believe it's an important issue for the entire country, especially for Cheshire, with its elderly population being 55-year-olds being 51%. Something that your party seems to have forgotten, which is unfortunate.
I have not forgotten. I chaired the South Cheshire
Alzheimer's
Society.
Because you've gone forward and you put people at risk doing this. So we know what's going on.
I don't think so.
Yes, you have. You know,
no.
You don't like your own
medicine.
You don't like your answers.
You don't like the answers
because you put people at risk.
Where is the policy?
You don't like it because you're being told. Now you don't like it because you're playing games. Now, very clear to you here.
I don't put anyone at risk, and I object to
you saying
that I
do. Forward, that situation
going forward.
That situation.
Should be withdrawn, Chairman, that remark.
Have you finished now?
You want to go forward.
The situation is, if you want to go forward now, I'll invite Jan to answer specific questions.
Thank you, Councillor Howes.
I will not withdraw my remark because I believe they're right. Thank you.
Well, that was Cheshire East Council leader Michael Jones and Labour councillor Dorothy Flood at a recent meeting about the closure of Lincoln House Care Home in Crewe, which helps people with dementia. An online petition has now been started opposing the plans. The petition so far has 940 signatures. Earlier on this morning, we heard from Labour councillor Dorothy Flood, and she told us why Lincoln House needs to stay open.
We have a growing number of people with Alzheimer's. Not only does it support our carers, it enables people to be discharged from our hospital properly. It's supported by a fantastic GP practice in the area. Everyone says it's outstanding, right? And one thing I want to say to your listeners, the unit they're going to close is called the Santune unit. It's got 12 respite places and 12 daycare places. It was put there when they closed Santune, a residential unit in Shevington, which they sold off for housing, with a big, big promise that Lincoln House would replace that unit. Lincoln House has replaced it. We're not closing something that's shabby, dirty or not well kept. We're closing a unit that's got ensuite bedrooms, every facility for people with dementia. It is a public scandal.
We can talk now to the leader of Cheshire East Council, Conservative Michael Jones. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is this a money-saving exercise then?
No, not at all. I mean, let's be very clear. You know, it's interesting the politics of this. I make a choice as leader of the council to represent all the people of Cheshire East. Lincoln House is a fantastic facility. We're consulting on its future use. One of the things it has there, which has not been mentioned, is our learning difficulty respite. And that's a fantastic facility. And we're not going to lose that. But what is really interesting here is this question I put to you and to all your listeners. 12 beds, 20 beds, bricks and mortar, or 30,000 people with dementia potentially coming through? See, what we're saying is a different way.
So what's the question?
Well, the question is very simple. Should we really be thinking of 30,000 people rather than bricks and mortar? That's the issue for us. We want
to
focus.
But those people are going to be using the bricks and mortar.
Well, they can use bricks and mortar in the independent sector. And by the way, a lot of people are. The other thing is to remember, it's a consultation going on so people can consult. But the Labour Party want to go on hard at this because they think they have the right. But let me say something to you. Already, many people are using respite in the private sector. We're spending, an independent sector, we're spending £70 million and more on the independent sector. People have a choice. And they are choosing to go in different ways. We want to go to a different path on dementia, making sure we are in front of the need. Early intervention. Of the 200 variations of Alzheimer's and dementia, early intervention works on 190 of them to slow it down and have a major impact. That is a fantastic situation we can look at. Now, 12, 15 beds. We're now talking to all the people involved. We'll have a chat with what they want. But is it really about bricks and mortar? Or is it about doing the best for everyone with dementia and the potential people coming forward, which could be many tens of thousands? Because if we get this right and get early intervention, better diagnosis, better signposting...
But private sector care is cheaper for you at the council, isn't it?
It's not about price. We're not making any saving if we're going to spend the money coming into dementia. I want to do things differently. See, one of the things that I find interesting about this is that you haven't got, obviously, got parents who've got dementia. I have, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. Early intervention makes a big change to people's quality of life dealing with them. Now, I understand how difficult it is. I understand the emotional changing with it. But if you take that all out, let's just simply face the reality that If we get it worked out earlier, they can stay longer at home. That's where you make the real savings, not just in money, but in emotional savings. And what we're saying in the Conservative Party, let's make a modern NHS. For example, 55,000 man-hours of people going into A&E in Cheshire East, where they don't need to. A lot of that is dementia-led incidences. If we can get signposts tonight, we can sort that out. That's the challenge. That's the opportunity. And that's what I think is incredibly difficult to believe the Labour Party. Hang on to the 1950s models. They're out of date.
Okay, you're talking about the Labour Party. What are the people that are using the services at Lincoln House? What are they saying to you? And also, nearly 1,000 people have signed a petition to keep it open. That's a significant number.
Obviously, the Labour Party are pushing this very hard, and that's good. And people want to have democracy come forward, that's fine. I would like to look at that list and see who's on it. I will look at all these things. It's part of the consultation. It's nothing been decided. We'll see. We've already said it's an excellent facility. But again, I come back to the very simple point. There are 371,000 people in Cheshire East.
Okay, but what about the people who use the services at Lincoln House? What are they saying to you?
Well, we're interviewing. We've had a couple of interviews already. Obviously, they don't want to have too much change. They want to lose the facility, but we can see what their needs are. We need to remember, this is respite. It's not long-term provision. We don't do that. It's not medical provision. We don't do that either. It is a simple facility, a quality one, without doubt. It is, without doubt, first.
But as someone who has benefited from respite care myself with a member of my family, respite care is essential.
Where did you put them?
They went to a local authority respite care.
Would you not send them to the independent sector as well, then? Because a lot of people do that. So I think you have a choice, and that choice should be supported. That's what's good about the Conservative Party. We give people choice. Now, you could put your parents somewhere else. What I'm saying to you is that if you know about respite, would it be good to get early intervention to find the problems out and sort them sooner?
But
and
you're closing Lincoln House. How are you giving people a choice?
No decision's been made to close anything yet, by the way. That situation is under
Okay, you're looking at closing it. If you close it, how will that give people who use it a choice?
They can go into the independent sector.
That's not a choice.
Take those resources into early intervention. Have you got parents who've got dementia?
I haven't, thankfully.
Well, then you should talk to people who have and see what it's like when the first signs come up. And you don't understand what it means. The frustration they have, the frustration people have, families have. The frustration that is emotionally draining for both and inhibits and makes it go worse. What I'm saying is we should get in there signposting to make sure people understand that so we can make it easier. Dementia is a slow, horrible process. Now, a lot of people...
No one's arguing with that, but what we're talking about is the services at Lincoln House and what they mean to people. Nearly 1,000 people have signed this petition.
This is about doing the right thing. And governments are out there doing their things. Well, I'm at Cheshire saying I'll do what the right thing is when I'm told by everybody, including health, that we must get in front of this and do early intervention.
Early intervention is great, but dementia is one of those illnesses. It's not affected me directly, and I appreciate it has affected you, Councillor Jones. But people will need the respite care, won't they, eventually? It's one of those things, and respite care is so useful.
We're not removing respite care. We're saying you can get it in the independent sector. We'll then provide, it's a win-win for everybody. They get respite in the independent sector, and they get then early intervention and signposting done bigger. We've got a whole raft of policies to bring through, which were delayed by the call-in, irresponsibly, in my opinion, and put people's lives at risk. That's what my experts, health and officers, tell me when they did the call-in. This is irresponsible. What are we doing about it? We're consulting. We're listening to people. I'm sure that petition will be looked at.
Okay.
But let's be clear, this is the right thing. Dementia is a situation we need to fight hard. And what we're looking to do, have meetings talking about vitamin D, which can help reduce dementia.
Michael Jones, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Conservative leader of Cheshire East Council. I think it's a row that's going to continue for some time.